All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that's live from the lair. Actually, it's pre-recorded.
No shit.
I've been doing this now basically since, I believe, 2008-09 time frame. I started off with secondclasscitizen.org, and I made some videos. Purple Heart's Final Beat was the biggest one, and then Phantom Holiday after that. And it just became apparent, I just couldn't live in the negative anymore. I had to switch it up. So in 2012-13, we started redonkulous.com and attacking this whole thing using comedy, logic, and reason.
Gonorrhea! No.
The first year, I did a video that explained MGTOW, men going their own way. Right around 2015, we had an ad apocalypse, and they really shadow banned my channel, which they continue to do to a very high degree. With that all being said, I believe if you look under the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, they categorize Red Pill MGTOW as a hate group, which I find a little bit on the humorous side, simply because it's not a movement, it's a philosophy. Okay, it's literally men reacting to the reality on the ground, which is 50% chance of divorce, you lose half your shit, 85% of the time, you know, you're not going to get your kids, you're going to have to watch them grow up and fast forward. On top of that, you can expect anywhere from 40 to 60% of your income to be impounded and given to the baby mama or ex-wife, whatever you want to call it. And then you have to work two jobs or, you know, a bunch of overtime and pay the bills, make the child support payments, but you don't have time left over to see your kids. And I made a whole video on that called Deadbeat Dad Dilemma. If you haven't seen it, I believe that was one of the first year videos on the whiteboard that we put out. And it's true. No matter what you do in the Western world, you're a deadbeat. Like, if you can't pay the child support and you decide to run, you're a deadbeat.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
If you pay the support and all the obligations, but then you don't have time to see your children, you're still labeled a deadbeat. So there's no upside in this for men at all. All right, now on top of that, we have the mirage. I'm going to call it that because that is what it is. All right, it's not like it used to be, a marriage where, you know, the contract benefited both sides of the equation. Now we call it a mirage. It is this glimmering pool of love and hope that you keep trudging for and you never quite make it. All right. On top of that, we are now, what's it, three generations deep ever since, maybe four generations deep now, since the end of World War II-ish and Vietnam. Late 60s, early 70s, the no-fault divorce really took off. And by 1978, the no-fault divorce was the rule across the entire country.
God damn you all to hell!
Do I think that we should go back to the way it used to be? It's probably not going to happen, barring a apocalypse or some horrible shit happening. But I would like to see a lot of these laws get scaled back, those who are responsible held accountable, i.e. DNA tests mandatory at the birth of every single child, so you know if you are or are not on the hook for child support, because, you know, we did a video, I believe that was on the second year, in regards to 33% of the paternity tests, the results were the baby didn't belong to the father. I mean, this is just nightmare fucking fuel right here. Sorry for swearing, but it really is. And we're seeing it across the entire Western world. I mean, men are just not getting married anymore. And I can't blame them. A lot of them are withdrawing from society because what's in it for them other than winding up a slave in some shape, form, or fashion? Like, for instance, in most of the states across this entire country, United States, if your wife or baby mama fools you for 2 years and one day that you're the father of the child, and then it's later discovered that you're not, you are still on the hook for child support for the child that's not yours. That is the definition of slavery right there. And child support, I would argue, is indentured servitude, which is specifically outlawed in the Constitution of the United States.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Now, also, we talk about the whole divorce thing. It's really weird how shortly after the no-fault divorce came into effect that this mushroom cloud of abuse has spilled out into the public consciousness. In fact, if you look at, I don't remember the name of it, the Wheel of Abuse. There's like a wheel that they came up with in, I believe, the late 70s, mid-80s time frame. We did a video on this as well, where virtually anything you do as a man can be called abuse, which basically, once they start using the abuse word in divorce court, as a dude, you're pretty much an automatic loser. And it doesn't matter if you did it or you did not. You know, case in point, they brought it up in my divorce. Now, luckily, the judge asked for any proof, i.e., any calls to the police, any arrests, any trips to the hospital. None of it was true, and he shut it down from the very beginning, but the accusation was still there, okay? And I would say that it clouds the entire process.
That's some old bullshit.
All right, now on top of that, they will look you in the face and tell you that, you know, you're the father and you're going to get visitation because it's the best interest of the child, while they completely ignore the fact that women who raise children on their own are felony factories. You just look at the stats, you know, men in prison, rapists, you know, drug addicts, suicides, loony bin, overwhelmingly the people who are there came from broken homes or single mother homes. So straight up, they're lying to your face about the best interest of the child. In fact, it's a huge money-making scheme. And for most of you out there don't know about Title 4D, that was passed to, you know, basically compensate every county for collecting child support and giving it to the mothers. And said counties are usually paid dollar for dollar, meaning, say, one county collects $50 million in child support in a particular year. The federal government will compensate that county $50 million, and the money that's compensating them comes out of the Social Security fund. So when you get to the age where you're going to rely on Social Security and it's not there, well, this whole child support fiasco has been going on since the 70s. So we're talking half a century here. There you go. Now, you will not really come across Red Pill MGTOW in the mainstream media. They just touch on it from time to time, but they actually cover stories that are a direct result of men walking away. MGTOW, men going their own way, men walking away, whatever. Call it whatever you will. And then you have the red pill philosophy, which a lot of men wake up to, realizing that the Western world looks at you as a tax slave. Straight up. You can be drafted, sent overseas and die, and they won't even flip the bill to send your ass home to your family where you can be buried stateside, and maybe, maybe not, they'll come visit you. More than likely, they won't. You can just look at all of the cemeteries across all of Europe from World War I, World War II, where young men who were mainly drafted were sent to die, never returned, never to be sent back home. And I'm not even going to mention the missing in action. That is a huge clusterfuck in and of itself. All right, so let's just talk about some of these sources here, shall we? Gen Z romance gap, why nearly half of young men aren't dating. All right, now, you don't come here for me to read you articles, so I'm not going to go through this whole thing. All right, I'm just going to cover some of the high points here. They talk about teen pregnancy and how it's actually been coming down because, you know, young people really aren't having sex anymore. The baby boomers and Gen X, you know, they went crazy with the, basically birth control and what have you. Most of the time it didn't work. That's why they got pregnant, what have you. And then we had the whole abortion situation come to light, which in my opinion is women hiding behind the excuses of rights and medical procedures, what have you, to have state sanctioned murder. Yes, I do not approve of abortion unless, you know, it really is a threat to the woman's life. It isn't like a psychological distress or anything like that. It just is what it is. Now, Gen Z, I think they've been paying attention, and they're walking away from this clusterfuck here. They're realizing they've watched their fathers, grandfathers, in some cases their great-grandfathers, just get absolutely flambasted by the system, and they don't want to participate. And I can't blame them. And you can see it in the numbers here. All right? They're just... half of Gen Z is... they're walking away from pussy. Now, just let that sink in for a minute. When you boil the human race down, we're just highly intelligent animals. We show up here in our meat suits with a whole bunch of pre-programming, i.e. instincts. And one of the greatest ones is the instinct to reproduce. It is very hard to resist. I myself was one hell of a dick-thinking individual from the ages of roughly 14 to about 34, 35. It just is what it is. Now, imagine a world where it is just so screwed up that your base instincts are basically being ignored or denied, depending upon your mindset. All right. And in my opinion, we are now witnessing the mouse, you know, apocalypse. Basically, it was an experiment that was done multiple times where they put a bunch of mice into a fixed location, provide them with infinite food and water, and then see what happens. And usually, I think by the fourth to sixth generation, they start seeing it just fall apart. And we're seeing that now. And I would say a lot of it has to do with the laws and the women of today, which are just absolute floozies. I'm just going to say it. We have women walking across the stage to get their high school diplomas with a thousand dick stare in their face. Literally, they're like, I mean, come on now. And then it just gets worse if they go to college or if they decide they want to, you know, party in their, you know, early to mid-20s. It just is what it is. And the men out there, they're catching on to this. So let's move on to the next one here. So this is the Gen Z. 45% of women are expected to be single and childless by 2030 per recent projections. All right, so that's 2030. Now, if that is the case, we as a civilization are going to have a huge come to Jesus moment sometime between 2030 and 2060. Because by the time you get to 2060-ish, a lot of these women are going to be old, aged out, have no families, have no children. It is going to be a huge, I would say, extinction event for a lot of these ladies out there. All right, now, again, I'm not reading this whole thing to you, but, you know, this is from 2019. Morgan Stanley published an article outlining women's impact on the American economy. All right, and again, like, women overall drive the economy as it is now. But moving forward, these women who aren't getting married, having kids, I don't really know if they're going to be a positive to the economy. If I was a betting man, I would bet on them being a absolute drain on the economy and the culture and this country and the Western world. All right, so we're covering that here. They got it charted out here. I'm not playing that stuff, but I just touching on these because it is important that you guys know it is working. And they're going to have a come to Jesus meeting at some point in the future. And if they want to blame the entire thing on me, that, you know, I pushed all this, educated all these young men to turn them away from reproduction and marriage, I am totally cool with that. Somebody has to take the blame. It might as well be me. I don't give a shit. So what, comma? I don't care. The only thing I care about is keeping you guys alive. You're not falling into these manipulative death traps, which today is what most women are. And you're, you know, basically pursuing your excellence. You're taking care of yourself, and your needs come first. I'm totally behind that. It is what it is. Now let's hit the next one here. Men going their way, what you need to know. And this is from the ADL.org. All right. So they're calling us a bunch of extremists, misogynists, the manosphere subcultures, just because we're realizing the hopelessness of the situation and we're just turning our back on the entire clusterfuck and choosing to focus on ourselves. And now they're calling you a hateful, misogynistic bigot because you're putting your own needs, wants, desires, and purpose in front of everything else. Now, let's just be honest here. What reward is there for a man in current year to put in that type of work, risk all of the hardships and possibly death, to support a culture and a country that hates your guts and looks upon you as 100% expendable? There is no upside for a man to participate in that foolishness in current year. That's just the facts on the ground as I see them and as I experienced them. There's a lot of women who are going to watch this video and go, hey, you know, who hurt you and blah, blah, blah. Like somehow my emotions or pain that happened to me in the past is going to change the reality on the ground. It's not. I have merely been doing videos for the past decade and a half telling men about the reality on the ground. All of the crazy tricks women use to, you know, manipulate you or trap you or put you in a situation that is a no-win. How they have these men thrown in jail for bullshit. How they can give consent and a couple days later take consent away. And then the dude is getting cuffed and stuffed. And more than likely, once you enter that system, most men don't have the money to fight it to the end. And they'll have to take a plea deal and get screwed over three ways to Sunday. Okay. They're talking about MGTOW isolate themselves from all women as well as anyone else who advocates for or defends feminism. I really don't have a problem with that. We already covered that here. All right. There's no reward for men at all. Don't play the game. Walk away. All right, don't fall for the shame, guilt, and all the other crap. Right, I'm not going to read this whole thing to you. I'm just saying that it is now in the crosshairs of the ADL, and you're going to see a lot more negativity and hatred coming your way because of this, simply because you're realizing the hopelessness of the situation and you're doing a voluntary about face on the entire thing. Now, in my opinion, that is not violence at all. That is just a logical reaction to what's happening on the ground. Here's one from CNN. Engagement ring sales are down sharply, according to America's Biggest Jeweler, and this is from 2023. Now, first of all, the whole diamond industry is a huge scam. You can get artificial diamonds now that are actually clear, don't have inclusions, far cheaper than what they dig out of the earth. And I would argue that most of the diamond sales have been artificially held up by some of the companies out there so they could take care of suckers who are trying to get, you know, enter the contract of the mirage and then ruin their life. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, Bankruptcy Watch, a massive wedding retailer files for the second time, and this is in 2023. All right, so weddings are, they used to be a happy event, brought two families together, there's the fruit of children, it was good for the civilization, the culture, and the country. They've destroyed all of that with their feminism, and the takeover of the courts, the cheapening of men's lives and livelihoods and sanity, you name it. Okay. And men are just walking away. And we're seeing all of these wedding establishments go two tits to the sky as a side effect of the red pill MGTOW philosophies. And I say more power to them. I myself, I'm 55. I was married once and one time only. Never doing it again. I do not believe I will actually cohabitate with a woman at this current time, simply because all it takes is for her to get out of pocket with her emotions, pick up the phone that everyone carries, dial the numbers 9, 1, and 1, give a sob story, and I am going to jail, and it's going to cost me a minimum of 10 G's, and if I decide to fight the whole thing in court, it's going to cost me a house. That's another side note. It shouldn't cost you a house to get access to your constitutional rights, but somehow that is where we are in current year. Okay, America the Single. This is from February 25th, 2023, and this is Axios.com. So you're seeing some of the higher media outlets talk about a lot of the symptoms, but they're not talking directly about MGTOW and red pill, mainly because they don't give a shit about men, and women are all about feelings and not facts. Men are about facts. Feelings come second, third, sometimes not at all. All right, so what's happening? Taxes and some other legal structures still give an advantage to married couples. I'm going to say that's a bunch of bullshit. It's not worth it. High school seniors' attitudes towards marriage have remained relatively stable over the past several decades. Talking about 1974, 74% of seniors said they were expected to get married, and in 2020, that was 71%. Again, no upside, nothing but downsides. Willingly signing a contract making you a slave for the rest of your existence on this ball of mud slinging through space. There's a whole bunch of offs you guys need to go fuck, okay? Because that is just stupid. The shift in the workforce, why are men going? I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but they're starting to notice that men, they're just not participating. Or they're participating enough to take care of their needs and their needs alone, which I'm 100% behind. It is what it is. At some point, when enough men have walked away from the workforce, it's going to come down. It is going to collapse because the civilization current year that we have is built by men, maintained by men, and protected by men. You can look at all of the statistics for the death on the jobs, woundings and injuries on the jobs. Overwhelmingly, that happens to men. So when they decide to say, you know what? I'm not working 60 hours, working as a high tension line guy, risking instant death if I make the smallest of mistakes. Screw it. I'm going to work 30 hours at Joe Shit the Ragbag, whatever company business that you choose to work at, just enough to pay your rent, keep the power on, keep the heat on, and there you go. It is what it is. Don't care. Cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it. Okay, they're talking about the 7 million men missing from the workforce. I would say it's higher than that, but it is what it is. Okay, I'm not going to go into too much detail about this. All right, this is the one that was basically blocked out because he needed to subscribe or become a member. Okay, ask him, why does the manosphere exist, and what can we do to stop the gender wars? Now, first of all, for you to have a war, you basically got to have two sides that diametrically oppose each other, willing to commit violence or what have you. How do you call something a war when one side just says, you know what, and they just walk off the battlefield? It's not a war. I'm sorry. In any definition of that word, it is not a war. Basically, you can say feminism and women have won and men are just conceding the battlefield to them. Have at it. It is what it is. And again, they're using all of this stuff to, you know, frame you guys who don't want to participate as angry and hateful and what have you. I would have to say most of the dudes I talk to, once they get beyond the red pill rage area, that, and every man goes through that, that they really accept the fact that it is what it is. They don't hate anyone. They're just all about their own needs, and that's the way it is. There's no war here, but they're using this inflammatory language to try to scare some men back onto the plantation. And I will have to say, pound some sand in all of your orifices at the same time. Fuck off. Yeah! All right, some members of Manosphere are known for their vicious harassment of women online, often telling them they will die alone. How is that harassment? Now, I understand if you keep contacting the same woman over and over again, that is harassment. It is a fact. Women live longer than men. Usually they're 78 to 82 years by the time they decide they're done here and they turn in their meat suit. But let's face it, women's fertility is pretty much gone by 40. If they don't have a family or a husband by 40, 40 to 80 is a long time for the ladies out there. That is a fact. Lots of men are totally cool doing their own thing. They'll get a dog, they'll focus on hobbies, chase their purpose, and ride that all the way into the permanent dirt nap. I myself have faced my own demise many times. Some 8 times-ish, twice in battle, in formal wars that this country has participated in. There was nobody there holding my hand. On one of said missions, I wholeheartedly accepted the fact that it was a one-way mission. And that was the invasion of Panama, when I jumped in with the 2nd Ranger Battalion into Rio Hato and went up against the Macho de Monte, which is the Panamanian equivalent of the Special Forces, and I believe their 7th Armored cavalry. Rangers, they show up to the battlefield with what you have on your back and what you carry in your hands. It was not good odds in the beginning, and I willingly stepped into the black, carrying a buddy of mine out the door into the tracer-filled night sky of Panama. And I was almost killed within 30 seconds of hitting the ground. Not going to go into that story here. I put that behind me. I made a video about it, mainly for my own therapy and peace of mind, because there's a lot of stuff that happened in my career that haunts you as you get older. That's just the way it is. All right. Again, they're talking about hitting the wall lingo. We use it all the time because, let's face it, you run into a woman at 22 and then you see her again at 32. Most of the time, it is a radical difference. It just is. And most women, depending upon their genetics, between 30 and 40, you can see it just wreck them. It is what it is. It's the truth on the ground. But we now live in current year where people focus on feelings and turn away from the realities and the truth on the ground. Men like younger women who are fertile, friendly, and feminine. Period. That overwhelmingly, that is what men want. All right. I don't want to have to work at a full-time job dealing with all of that horse shit, risk, bad management, you name it, then come home and have to fight with a woman who thinks like a third string man. Basically, they're feminists. They think they're men, but only in the mind only. And all they do is fight with you over and over again when you get home. And most of the guys I know, by the time they stop dick thinking, peace goes to the top of the list. And if you have a woman that doesn't give you peace, get the hell out of there. There's nothing in it for you but slavery, doom, gloom, pain. Don't do it. That is just my opinion. You can call me whatever you want. I'm sure there's a lot of haters out there. Don't care. I am in the business of saving men's lives from suicide. Because one of the main contributors to the male suicide problem is the divorce industry, feminism, and all of the horrible shit that comes along with that. Case in point, we have a system that on the regular weaponizes a man's love and hope against him. That is some of the most evilest, blackest, vile shit I can ever think up. And it happens across this country 5 days a week, 50 out of 52 weeks a year. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I am glad I've been able to educate enough men out there to start making a difference. Mainly because, in my 33 years in the Army, I would have to, every now and again, be assigned to funeral details. And I quit counting at 100 all the funerals I did over a 33-year career. And shockingly, a large percentage were either suicides or very suspicious, meaning they had a contact with, divorce industry or friend of the court within, 1 to 5 years before their demise. Some guys can handle it and deal with the pain longer. Some guys just take the early exit. It is what it is. I do not want to see men, take a permanent solution to a temporary problem, especially when said problem is completely avoidable. Yes, I get it. You want to have a wife, you want to have kids, you want the American dream. Well, that American dream has been warped by feminism and the laws of this country into the American nightmare. So please, men, listen to the popster, do an about-face on all of this horse shit. Don't be manipulated by guilt and blame or shame, because that is how they set their traps, which in most cases is a man's death trap or a trap that puts him in slavery for the rest of his days.